The biggest impact I would say climate change has had on aviation and pilots and airlines is that obviously the average global temperature is rising, and with an increase in temperature, aircraft performance goes down. My name is Omar Abdelkarim. I'm 22 years old and I live in Corona, California, and I'm a certified flight instructor at a local flight school. I first kind of fell in love with aviation in around 2012 when I lived in the United Arab Emirates, and I'd see airliners fly in and out every day, and three of my neighbors were actually airline pilots. I'd see them step out in uniform and it kind of inspired me. I talked to them a little bit, and ever since then I just kind of decided I wanted to become a pilot. So it was 10 years ago now. When I was going through my pilot training, I wasn't really thinking about climate change or other stuff. As I've turned it into a career, it's definitely been on the back of my mind more, just because if I'm going to do this as a career now, it definitely will have a long-term impact. The best connection I can make between climate change and affecting pilots is that rise in temperature decreases performance. The hotter it gets, the less the aircraft performs. We're talking about climb rate and takeoff and landing roll. For example, when an airplane takes off and climbs out on a cold day, you know, 1,000, 1,200 feet per minute, whereas on a really hot day, it could only climb 600 feet per minute. So the airplane doesn't climb out as well. It doesn't go as fast. Or coming into land, you know, with a higher density altitude, you're typically going to eat up more runway. Or taking off from a high elevation airport, which can be simulated by the fact that it's hot because of the less dense air. And if you have a huge spike in temperature, it's going to decrease your performance severely, which is also why we don't fly when it's 100 degrees in these trainer aircraft. Flights get canceled because, that's too hot for anybody to even work. And the thing about a lot of these airplanes that people train in is they don't have ACs. In the summer, it happens a lot. And that's just the human portion of it. Pilots are always prepared for almost everything they encounter. A lot of different stuff goes into flight planning around wildfires because there's firefighting aircraft that need to have that airspace cleared for them. Depending on how bad it is, how close the fire is to the airport, ashes from the smoke can affect aircraft performance and visibility and all of that. So especially in California, that has been something we've dealt with in the summer. I think there's definitely a push to reduce climate change in the aviation sector, and engineers are being forced to, you know, come up with a more eco-friendly way of flying passengers around. As a matter of fact, I would probably advocate for it because, you know, it's our future, right? It's everybody's future. So we can't kind of ignore that threat and just keep doing things the way we do them now.